This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar added that India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains, and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy, and space. The External Affairs Minister mentioned that as two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative has the potential to advance contributions.
The India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging our strengths, bolstering our supply chains, and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy, and space. As two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific. The Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, where Japan co-leads the maritime trade, transport, and connectivity pillar, has the potential to advance our contributions.
In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the first phase of assembly elections in 121 constituencies spread across 18 districts. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. The assembly segments of 18 districts including Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Sivan, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur will go to polls tomorrow. Along with the state police, central armed paramilitary forces have been deployed at all polling stations. More from our correspondent.
From the NDA, JDU is contesting the highest number of 57 seats, followed by BJP on 48, LJP Ram Vilas on 14, and Rashtriya Lok Morcha is contesting on 2 seats. In the Mahagathbandhan, RJD has fielded highest number of 73 candidates, followed by 24 from Congress and 14 from CPI-ML. In the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, the political fortunes of several prominent political figures, including Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, will be decided. They are contesting on BJP ticket. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his vote theft allegation against the BJP and the Election Commission. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju accused Mr. Gandhi of blaming the Election Commission and EVMs when the results do not come in favor of the Congress. He said the Congress must complain to the Election Commission about any discrepancy in the voter lists. The BJP leader also accused Mr. Gandhi of raising non-serious issues.
You have exactly pointed out what the CEO of Haryana has stated. If Congress party has not filed even a single case of any fraud or any act of violation of election rules, they should file the petition. If there is not a single petition made by the Congress party is there with the authorities, what audacity Rahul Gandhi has? And after so many months talking about an election which is convincingly people's mandate have been given to BJP. So it is his press address itself is a fraudulent act.
Earlier, the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi launched a fresh attack on the BJP and the Election Commission, alleging large-scale electoral malpractices in the Haryana Assembly elections. The Bharatiya Janata Party will organize special programs at 150 locations across the country on Friday to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the patriotic song Vande Mataram. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, BJP National General Secretary Tarun Chugh announced that the Union Cabinet has decided to celebrate 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram as a festival. The 556th Prakash Gurpurab of the founder of Sikhism, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, is being celebrated with religious fervor. He was a great spiritual teacher who dedicated his life to teaching people about the oneness of God and the importance of living an honest, kind and helpful life. And with that, we end this news bulletin.